from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Instead of two potential stops, clients of mental health and addiction services in the south end of Cochrane District now have one stop. Service integration has taken place between the Canadian Mental Health Association Cochrane-Temiskaming branch with South Cochrane Addiction Services in Timmins and Minto Counseling Center in Iroquois Falls and Cochrane. CMHA Executive Director Paul Jalbert says a similar move was made in Temiskaming about 6 years ago and works well. Among the advantages is no more duplication in administration. Now in this area, he says, begins the real work.
And what's going to be critical in that is including the voice of clients who use our services and staff who deliver the services. We got the back end stuff done. We have to make sure that the services really are what they need to be.
No staff was declared redundant as part of the exercise. A new federal tax credit aims to make it easier for Canadians caring for adult relatives in their homes. The multi-generational home renovation tax credit is geared towards building a second suite for a senior or an adult with a disability. It provides a 15% refund on expenses of up to $50,000. The credit took effect January 1st. Premier Doug Ford is emitting mixed messages about the existence of Bill 124. It's been highly criticized by unions representing public sector workers for keeping wage increases to 1% a year. They allege that it's led to an exodus of nurses. Today, Ford said the bill no longer exists. It's lapsed. However, his government is still fighting to reinstate it after an Ontario court struck it down as unconstitutional. For unions that have passed the three-year contract agreements, the bill has lapsed. But other unions entering into negotiations could still be subject to it. Ford says he still has to be a prudent fiscal manager with taxpayers' money. And finally this hour, goodbye brownies. Hello, Embers. That's the new name for 7 and 8 year old girls who belong to that branch of Girl Guides of Canada. The national organization is making the change because racialized girls told it the name Brownies is what kept them from joining. Embers beat out Comets in an online poll. The change will be fully implemented by fall. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.